Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, Zchus Admor Rashi Yichyu, Zchus Chayechem Fege Vesmichay Tispasio, Rochav Hatzlacha, Riyus HaShleima, Zchus Dar Avram, Yosvina Misar, Vene Morrison and Miriam, Baruch Atah Lacham HaSeyedeyem, Zchus Refuas, Dina Baruch Atah Esther Hadassah. We're in Mitzvah Lesisei, Mitzvah Beis, and again we're facing ourselves in the Torah of Moreno, HaGoyim Rufal, HaKoyim Kunst Shlita. Says the great Rambam, Shehizhiranu Me'asois Avodah Zarah La'Avod, that we were commanded not to make Avodah Zarah to serve. We're not allowed to make Avodah Zarah. Ve'in Chiluk Ben She'asah B'yadoi, Ve'in She'itzah V'la'asoisoi. And there's no distinction between whether the person made it himself with his hand or he told somebody to make it. Ramor Yizbarach, and that's what the Torah says. Loisase, Hashem says, Loisase l'cha pesa. Don't make an idol. Mishavra alav zeh chayiv malchus. If somebody transgresses this lav, this chayiv malchus, it's on a lomar, lav asiyas avidizora. That's the love of making Avodah Zarah. Af al pisha asah zulasei b'mitzvasei. V'afilu lo avadosei. Even though somebody else made it and you didn't serve it, it doesn't really matter. Because the bottom line is that you commanded him to make it. So if you made it, you told somebody else to make it, he is over on the iser of losase l'chapesel. Chinuch. And mitzvah chav zayin, after he rings shitas haramba, that a person's over on this lav, whether he did it by himself, b'yadoi, or he commanded somebody else to do it, frak techino, I don't understand. Sherei mitzvah mishaleach, the kandalan mishaleach poter. The mitzvah is mishaleach, and we hold mishaleach as poter, which means, ein shlech advar avera, and mishaleach is poter. So how's the Rambam in Mechayiv when he does it, Ayidei Shliach? Hare Mishalech is Padr, Ein Shliach L'Tvar Avera, that's the rule. So the Minchas Chinuch is Doiche, the Tzmiya of the Sefer HaChinuch, and he says it has nothing to do with Ein Shliach L'Tvar Avera. Because the Rambam holds that a person's over, Be'asah Acher, when someone else made the Avodah Zarah, it's not Mitzad Din Shlichus. That exactly is the Avera. It's not mitam shlichus. It's mitam that the Avera. It's not because you sent him and therefore you have to come on to shlichus. It's pashut. The Avera is to tell somebody to make avoid desire. That goof is the Avera. And there's no issue of shlichus by Avera. The Avera is to tell somebody else to make it. And he proves that this is what the Rambam means from the fact that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between whether he's mitzvah l'Yisrael, who's a bar shlichus, or a goy, who's a lav bar shlichus. So it must be that it's nothing to do with shlichus here. It's not a shlichus issue at all. Al korchuch that it's gzeiras hakosu, sha'al yidei tzivui, kevin shegoyrim lazeh, oiver belav hazeh. Since he causes this aveira, he's over on the lav. Since he's a goyrein for this Avera, that's the lav. And we don't need to come on to Shluch Shlodin Kamosa. The Torah here assert telling somebody else to do the Avera. Torah assert that Avodah Zarah should be made big ramasai. Zeo gufa mashas v'Torah. And the mail it's not shayich here, the issue of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So now, we started with the kasha of the chinuch and the Rambam. Now we have to understand the chinuch. Why does the chinuch hold that it's a midin shlichus here? Pashut. It's not midin shlichus. It's midin that you're not allowed to cause avodah zarah to be made. V'hanira bebir divrei hachinuch. So what was the chinuch thinking? Based on Rambam and Meila, we've been discussing this Rambam a lot recently. Perek zayin halacha beis. That normally we hold by Me'ila, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, but the Rambam says, if In addition to the Me'ilah, there's another Aveira, then the Shlichus is off. Ein Shlich of our Aveira. So if he tells his Shlich to eat but B'sar Oila, so there's, in addition to the Me'ilah, there's an Issur D'oraisa also to eat B'sar Oila. There's no more Shlichus, the Shlichus is off. Shelo Yis'ari V'ima Issur Achad. There can't be another Issur involved. The moment there's another Issur involved, so it's Ois Shlichus, Shlichus is completely off. And we say that ain't shlech advar veira, not only by mila yesh shlech advar veira, but here ain't shlech advar veira, because there's another isser involved. Rambam writes, "Uchol Torah kula ain't shlech advar veira, ela b'meila levada." In the whole Torah, ain't shlech advar veira. The only exception is meila. That's provided shlo yisarev yimei yisar achir. There's no other isser involved. There's another isser involved, and I go back to the kol v'in shlech advar veira. The ma'arit is already to men. It's chedushim. Parakish Makadish from the Gemara that says that we have three laws where you have Yeshlech of Varavera. Me'ila and Tvicha, if someone steals an animal and Shechs it Aide Acher, or Shlichus Yad. So, Me'ila is not the only case. Since Me'ilah is not the only case, how can the Rambam say Me'ilah is the only case of Ein Shlech Advar Aveira? You have other cases of how can the Rambam say that Me'ilah is the only case of Yesh Shlech Advar Aveira? By Tvich and Shlech Hasad, we also have a Shlech Advar Aveira. It's the famous Kashi, the Ma'arit. So Ma'arit explains with Das HaRambam that we have by Shlech Hasad, that if someone's given a Pikadon and then he uses it for his own purposes, that he's chai for any damage that happens to this pikadon. Hadigali b'shlichus yad is not midin shlichus. It's midin poisheya. It's midin poisheya, it's not midin shlichus. Shechiv akasiv is hashemer, bein shepasha al yidei atzmoy, bein shepasha al yidei acherim, lefi sheshmirasay olav. The Torah was Machayev Hashemer, whether he was himself negligent, or whether he was negligent through others, because he has to be Shemer. So Shlichus Yad isn't Midin Shlichus, it's Midin Kshia. And Tvicha also, even if he's Taveach HaYidei Katan, he's Lav Bar Shlichus, he's Chayev. So it's not Midin Shlichus, it's Midin Kshia. That Torah was Makbid, that you shouldn't have a Chechkid for you. After you stole the animal. So you see from the Ma'arit that Shlichus Yad al Yidei Acher, Tvicha al Yidei Acher is not Midin Shlichus, Elot al Zeb, Gufa Kapid Rachmana. The Torah was Makbid by Shlichus Yad that he was Poshea B'Pikadon, and by Tovech he writes not Mishum Poshea, he writes there Mishum Nene. That he shouldn't be Nene from this, so when he's Tovech, he's Nene. And therefore, it doesn't matter if he does it by a cotton. So you see, it's not mitara shlichus. It's the Torah's, but the Torah doesn't want you to be nene. So therefore, it's not mitin shlichus. Like the Torah was makbid that shlichus yad is not beseder aydei is shlichus yad your chayv aydei shliach because it's a pesheya tovech chayv aydei shlich shari nene, but not mitin shlichus. So therefore, that's how the Ma'arit explains the Rambam, who says that the only time you have shlichus l'dvar aveira is by me'ila, because in the cases of tvicha and shlichus yad, it's not midin shlichus. You don't say it because of yesh shlichus l'dvar aveira, because rather the Torah was makbid that there shouldn't be a pshia, and having someone else do a shalech yad is a pshia. The Torah was makbid you shouldn't be nana, having somebody else be tavech is nana. Ma'arit there has trouble explaining the Gemara, because the Gemara says that we're talking about Yesh Lechud Varavera, Yesh Neksu Magoyim Kechad Ein Malamdim. we see that it's midin shlichus. Gemara itself says it's midin shlichus, and therefore it's shnei ksuvim abayim ke'echad. Since you have two psukim telling you that it's shlichus, v'yesh lichad v'arver ein malandim. So you see, it's taka b'torah shlichus. Ayin shem asher kasa b'zeh amarit. Apo panim b'das hachinuch. It would appear that he's going with the mahalach of the ma'arit, and for that reason, he didn't want to explain pshat in the Rambam like the minchas chinuch that the lav is that you shouldn't command others and cause the creation of a tzelem. That's how he's learning. Because he says that he doesn't want to say that pshat in the Rambam is. That the pshat is in these Minchas Chinuch wanted to say pshat in the Rambam is that hagufa is what the Torah asked. That you're not allowed to tell others to do it. But the Chinuch didn't want to learn that way. Why not? Why did the Chinuch want to learn that gufa is the yisser, not to tell others to make this idol? Because ayin sham and Minchas Chinuch, after he explains Das HaRambam and the gather of this lav, that it's because you're not allowed to have other people do it, that gufa is the yisser, is tamea. What's the reason of the Rambam? Where does he get this from? Where does he get the information, the knowledge, that the yisur is not to tell others to do it? Mechitesi. How does he? Migila lo razeh. Who told him the secret? That it's only if that it's even if other people do it for you, you have to make sure that it's not done on your behalf. Who says? Maybe it's only if you do it yourself, like most yisur. Like all lavim in the Torah, that's only to you. It's not others. As menale la Rambam. How does the Rambam know that here is different? So it would appear if he's a. That gufa is the chinuch's problem with the Rambam. Man of Shach, if he has some yafusa that tells us this, if he has a yafusa that tells us that the yisur is not to have other people do it. So why did the Gemara bring down this source? And the Gemara had a kasha in Beis Shammai, we have a kasha from the sugya. Because the Gemara has a machlokas there between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If by shlichus yad, we say that yesh shlichud varaver, only according to Beis Hillel we say that, but not according to Beis Shammai. So if you're learning pshat in the sugi, that it's not mitaris shlichus l'dvar avera, but rather because that's gufa the yisser, telling somebody else to do it is gufa the yisser, having it done, causing it to be done is gufa the yisser, then might the Gemara say, we have a source for Beis Shammai. What's the source for Beis Shammai? Avodah Zarah, Asiyas Pesel. So if that's really a good source, then how come the Gemara doesn't mention it? So it must be, the Rambam doesn't, it's not the Rambam's source, it's fakir, this Gemara is against the Rambam. We want to say, maybe the Rambam has some source that being Goyim Masiyas HaPesel is what's usher, so that's exactly according to the Ma'arit what this Sugya is talking about. So then how come the Gemara never mentions anything about Avodah Zarah? So it must be that's not the gather of the Yisr. So that's the Chinuch's Kasha in the Rambam. And then Taka, what is the makor? Since from this sugi you see the Gemara sugi doesn't bring the makor, then what is the makor according to the Rambam? Therefore, the Chsefer Achinuch doesn't like the idea that according to the Rambam, the gather of the Yisr is not causing it to be made, because there's no such source for that thing. Why isn't it like every other lav in the Torah? Another Rabbi, we have limudim here in the Gemara that. You need a special chiddush to tell us that by shlichus yad, it's us or even if it's somebody else, and But in the absence of a limud, then how do you get such an isser? So how does the Rambam know? It's the minchas chinuch, the sefer chinuch. Excuse me, doesn't like the chiddush of the Rambam that if again you're dealing with the ma'aritz pshat in the sugya. that we're talking here not about shlichus per se, but about it being done on your behalf. So if that's really the gather of the Yisr, that it's not allowed to be done on your behalf, then the Rambam has no makor for this. So therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch isn't pleased with the Rambam, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch, his Hasag is not Hasag. The Minchas Chinuch said back to the Sefer HaChinuch, what's your problem? According to the Rambam, it's not a shlichus issue here. It's not a shlichus issue b'chlam. It's the Yisr, the gather of the Yisr is that you're not allowed to cause it to be made. And the end of the question is, well, where do you get that from? Shari Mishal Mitzvah Mishaleachu. The Kaimlan Mishaleach Pater. Mitzavim Mishaleachu. So he sits the Mishaleach is Pater. When you tell somebody else to do an Avera, you're Pater. Ain't Shlech Advar Avera. And the Gedr of the Yisr is not that it couldn't be done on your behalf, because what's the Rambam source for such a thing? And you see from the Sugya and Kedushin, as the Ma'arid understands it, that the Gemara doesn't bring a source. This is a source that you're not allowed to cause this Avera to be done. And the Chaschino says, but the Rambam probably had some Braisa, we don't know about the Braisa. But for Keret, you see in the Sugya and Kedushin, not like the Rambam. If that's really Pshat in the Rambam. But maybe the Rambam, we can say in his defense, that he doesn't hold like the Ma'arid. He learns that the Sugya and Kedushin is talking about Din Shlichos, Kipshuto, and that's really Pasha Pshat in the Sugya. So since it's talking about Shlichos, there's no reason to bring this in Yinav Avodah Zar. Here it's a different gather. There, by Shlichos Yad and Tvich and Mechir, where the gather is Shlichos. Yesh Shlichot V'Aravera, but here it's not together Shlichos B'cha. It's together that you're not allowed to have the Malacha be done on your behalf, and therefore, you're not allowed to have the Pesel be done on your behalf. You're not allowed to cause the creation of this Pesel in any way. And the Mela, there's no reason for the morning condition to bring it. So that's why you're saying defense of the Rambam. But again, what's the Rambam's makor? That Alzeg Ufo Kabid Rachmana, that you shouldn't cause a Siyas HaPesel. Maybe he gets it from Svara. Maybe he figures that the Torah is interested there shouldn't be Pselem in the world. So what does it matter how you bring it about? You have to stay a million miles away from Pselem. Maybe the Rambam came up with that on his own. Maybe Hitaka had some source, but the fact that it wasn't. And the Gemara condition is not a kasha. The Gemara condition is talking about shlichus. The Gemara condition is not talking about having it done on your behalf. So, the Iker Mashdibanu B'das HaRambam, that the gather of the lab is so ligram nasiyas hapesel, and therefore, if you told somebody else to do it, you're over on the lab, and if the schinch is already married, the loshen shall grama lomat sanu barambam. Lo kan v'lo b'sefer ha-mitzvahs. Where do you find this lashon of grama? You don't find it here, and you don't find it in the yad, you don't find it in the sefer ha-mitzvahs. No lashon of grama. And therefore it would appear to explain pshat in the Rambam, b'ikar yisod lav zeh, based on what he writes, in the sefer ha-mitzvah, mitzvah gimel, he brings the sifra free, she'osav v'dizara la'atzmai over mishum shnei lavin. So he says that you're over if you make the pesel for yourself, you're over on two labs. That you made it with your own hands, and even if you made it for somebody else, it's aser because you made it, and you're also over shekana avaydazara v'shaha etzlai, because you're also over because you were kaina avaydazara, and it stayed with you, and even if somebody else made it for you. Like we see in mitzvah sheinis, and that's where we are here, mitzvah sebeis. So it's mevur lehedyim midivrei Rambam, that the gather of the lav of asiyas avayda zara is because you were kaina avayda zara v'sha'a etzloi. Mevur she'ein alav al etzem asiyas ha-pesel, but rather that the pesel is in your bailus. So it's also, even if you command somebody else to do it, and the reason of the Yisr is that this Pesel is in your Bailas. That's how he explains. That's the Mitzvah Shnia. So the Fiza Shitas HaRama to be Mechayev Gambis Siyal Yidei Acher is not because that's the Lav not to cause the Asiyas HaPesel, but rather because the Kol Ikar HaLav is al kinyan ha'avoy de zara v'ashihia etzla. The person is kinyan ha'avoy de zara, and it's with him. And since that's the case, mali ma'kinyan v'ashia nigra ma'ayatzim, what does it matter whether you cause the kinyan ha'ashihia, that it stays with you, you acquired it, and that it stays with you, or that somebody else did, so if it's your kinyan, v'meil it's pashut, that there's no issue here, eventually it's var aver, because the aver is not in the etzem asiyas ha'pesa. The issur is that it's in your bialus, and male it's not a kasha, therefore achimach's kasha is nishkin kasha. Because the issur is that it's in your bialus. The chinuch learned that it's because you're goreim la'asiyah. He writes, sha'ava mitzvah la'asiyah, hu ha'mitzvah la'asiyah, hu ha'goreim la'asiyah. You're the one causing it to be made. And therefore he says, hey, ain't shlich dvar aver, what's going on over here? But according to what we're learning, it's not the issur. The issur is that it shouldn't be in your possession. And then chaschinuch is done if somebody's mitzavi his friend to make an avodah zara la'acher im oiver alav zeh or lo, and he's medayik mikamel l'shanis ha'rambam de pshita de ena oiver alav zeh the olik ravera is lasos la'atzmo mitzavi lasos la'atzmo avuroi, it has to be on his behalf. And he also says the lashon of the sefer mitzvahs, he's kain avodah zara v'shai etzlai, but if it's for someone else then it's not a problem. Whereas from the Sefer HaChinuch, you see not like that. Even the point is that you're goyrem the asiyas ha'pesel. Since you're goyrem asiyas ha'pesel, so that's the isser. And therefore, even if you tell him to make it for somebody else. So the Chinuch in his Akdama to the Mitzvah writes, Shelo lasus tzlamin. He doesn't say anything about making it for yourself. The Rambam in his Ramazim at the beginning of Elzeh B'Zara writes, Shalasis pesa la'atzmo, so the beer Yisod HaMachlokas is like we explained. The Chinuch learns that the lav is aletzem asiyas ha'pesa, and therefore he understands B'das HaRambam that you're over if you're mitzav al yidei acher, because you're goyreim ha'asiyah, and therefore there's no nafkamina. If you tell somebody else to make it for you, or make it for somebody else. However, the Rambam, he holds that the Isser as b'asiyas ha'pesa, it's not b'asiyas ha'pesel, but rather that it's yours. And the geder mitzvah, geder mitzvah v'la'acher, is not because you're goyering the asiyah, but because through this, telling someone else to make it, you're goyering that you own avodah zara. So here we have machlekas, what's the isser? The second isser in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, shezirano lasis avodah zara l'zulaseinu. The second, that's the lashon of the third. The second is... Shizirano measus of a zara lavoid, vein chilik men shasabiyad, men shizibalasai, sabalasai. And the problem is as the Rambam explained in Mitzvah Gimel, the problem in Mitzvah Beis, let's just say Beis, is that you're kind of a shaya etzla, that you own this of a zara. So if you make it for yourself, or someone else makes it for you, it doesn't matter. You own this of a zara, that's the Isser, and the Chinuch holds the Isser is to cause of a zara to be made. Now, based on what we said, the Das HaRambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the Yisod of the Lav is because the Avodah Zarah is Kanula B'Shoa Etzlo. So the Rambam says that you're over a Lav, you're getting Malkus for this. It's a Lav She'im Boi Maisa Ve'im Lokin Ola. It's similar to the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, the Hilchos Ganeivim, in a Lav She'lo Yevaveis Ch'evin Ve'evin. Komi Shemashe Ve'beis Omida Chaseir, if you have incorrect weights in your house, you're over in a losse, but there's no malchus, because it's a lav shein bo maisa. Here also, it's a lav shein bo maisa. The ikar is that you own it. So we could say, based on what we see in the name of the Brisker Rov, that explaining the Rambam in Chomitzu Matzah 1:3, that you're not loike on yet the lav of Ba'yura, Ba'yu Matzah, unless you're a kind of chomitz, the Pesach, or a chimtzoi. Either you're a kind of the chomitz on Pesach, or you are mechametz, you bought it, or you caused it to leaven on Pesach itself, you have to do an actual maisa. And he says, the famous kasha, we discussed this in other, we had another share on this, at least one, probably a few, that why is this different from lo yebe beischa? Just like you're now that having correct weights in your house, there's no malchus. You're also, you're now that are on chametz, there's no malchus. So why does he say that if you make chametz on Pesach, if you're kind of chametz to Pesach, the yis, you get the... You get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus? Rambam should have made a chiluk, and he should have said, listen, when it comes to only having false weights in your house, if you bought it, then you get malchus, because you did a maisa. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if you own chametz, you don't have no maisa, no malchus. But if you are koini, you did a maisa to bring the chametz into your rishus, so you're getting malchus. So why doesn't it say the same thing? If you own a false weight, no malchus, just a lot. And if you buy the false weight, so then there's malchus as well. Why doesn't the Rambam make that chiluk for us? So famously explained the Briska Rav that chometz on Pesach is different, because the yisod of the iser is that it's yours, that you have a kinyan in this chayfet. So the etzem hakni is doing a nice iser that's mesiaches to the lav. He's making it his. Hashem came to meet us in Mishkolos. The iser is that it's ha'iser wa'ashihiyah shel kelim elu etzla, that you have these kelim with you. So the etzem kniya is not a maisa in the lav. The fact that it's with you is the lav, not the kinyan. In other words, what's the iser of chametz? The iser of chametz is that you own it. So if you did a maisa kinyan, then you get malchus. The iser of the false weights is not that you own it, it's that it's by you. So therefore the kinyan, that it's in your rishus, you have these false weights in your rishus, therefore the kinyan isn't a maisa in the lav. Doesn't make it a lav sheish bo maisa, because that's not the lav. The lav isn't the kinyan. If the iser is that it's shalom, then the lav, then the kinyan is a maisa in the lav. But if the iser is that it's in your possession, it's in your house, so the kinyan is not a maisa in the lav. So it could be by a pesel, the cheftz of the lav is that the pesel is in your bailus. And therefore, when you make a pesel, so that makes puts it in your bailus, it's going to be aser. You make it for yourself, or if somebody makes it for you, and that puts it in your bailus, that's going to be the iser, just like by Baal Yerai. But the problem is, Lashon Sefer HaMitzvah, Shekana Avodah Zarah V'Shoah Etzla, so the Rambam says both, Kenyan and Shia Etzla. So what's the Kepeda here? Is it on the Kenyan or Shia Etzla? Remember, we made a chiluk. By Chometz, the Kepeda is on the Kenyan, and that it's yours, and Memele, you get Malchus if you're Kenyan. Whereas by Mishkolas, we said the Yisr is the Shah Etzla, and therefore the Kenyan is not a mice in the lab. So here the Rambam says you need to have both. So, and the Rambam says you get Malchus. So what's the Iker? If you say the Iker is the Kenyan, then economically you understand why you get Malchus and Maisa. But if it's a Shah Etzla, then the Maisa of making this Pesel is not a Maisa in the lab. It's not a Maisa in the lab. You're not doing this lab. When you make the pesel, because the etzem halav is the shehi etzlo, not the fact that it's yours. We can also add, maybe the iser is, the Rambam emphasizes that it's the asiya. So ein chinami, you're not over unless... kana avodah zarah v'shoah etzlo. But there also has to be asiya. So even if the cheftz of the isur is on the shihiya, but since included in the isur is that it shouldn't be shaya etzla mikoyach asiya, and maybe that's enough of a maisa to make it a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So you write the cheftz of the isur is that it's shihiya etzla, but shihiya etzla ide asiya. So as long as you have the asiya involved, that's enough to make it a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and there's going to be malchus. Similar to this, we have mitzvah asei kuf ayin, where Rabbeinu discussed in the name of the Avni Nezer, explaining mitzvah siv sefer Torah. The cheftz of the mitzvah is that he should have a sefer Torah, but included in the mitzvah is that he should have a sefer Torah ayidei maisa, either his ksiva or ayidei the ksiva of his shliach. So, sweet friends, I must tell you, there's just so much more to say about this. And Therefore, I ask that you stay tuned for more exciting material to discuss. And Chalav of Chalav says, if you talk about Inyanei Vodazar, you're Makar of the Geula, which is going to be Mevar of Vodazar Me'at Min Ha'Olam. So it's definitely Kedai. And besides the fact that it's Torah, which is obviously the Iker, studying Torah Hashem. So please stay tuned and we will see more in the flows. Thank you so, so much. Shalom, shalom. The nether will continue.